with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday on the Michigan Talk Network. We're live in our studios in Grand Rapids looking out at a bluebird sky. You know, the fall is upon us. The crisp mornings, it was 42 degrees when I rolled into Barbecue Bob's driveway this morning. Man, I love this kind of weather, don't you, Bob?
You must have had a treat because that Good One smoker was just chugging away in the driveway, and man, you get out in that cool air and you smell fresh barbecue. Those briskets were smelling so good.
Oh man, you're making my mouth water just saying it. But say, had a couple buddies that are going up north today for about a 4-day fishing trip. They're going all the way to the west end of the UP. What a great time to go up there right now. The colors are starting to change already, and they're going clear on the west end to a place called Lake Gogebic. If you've never heard about this place, this is a 13,000-acre lake. This is a giant lake on the west end of the UP.
Hey, Jop.
Yeah.
Can I tell you something?
What's that?
It's Gogebic.
Is that what it's called?
You sound like a flatlander, man.
Okay,
Gogebic.
Well, you youpers, you got her down there.
You know,
hey,
there's cool stats on that lake. It straddles two time zones.
Really?
It's in two counties.
It's that big.
It's like the second or third largest inland lake in Michigan.
Yeah, there's no shortage of walleyes up there. This lake typically has double the statewide average number of fish per acre. Yellow perch, smallmouth bass, northern pike, places loaded with these. And, it gives anglers plenty opportunity to catch plenty of fish. You got to get up there. It's a great time of year. Jump in the vehicle. Take a couple days off. You know what? You put your tailgater on and get up there. Catch some fish. Grill them up. The colors, I guess, are just starting to turn up there. Just gorgeous.
It is. And on the west shore, there's a really cool county park you can camp in. And there's all sorts of rental cabins. That lake is like, I don't know, 15 miles long. It's huge. And it's chock full of walleye. They've been really working on it the last few years because it got decimated for a while. But they've got all kinds of walleye habitat in there. A lot of black bear around, too. So if you're camping, bring that Smith & Wesson with you.
Yeah, and be careful. But a great thing to do on a fall weekend, if you can get away or during the middle of the week, get on up there because, like I said, I got some buddies that are blowing that way, and I'm looking forward to the pictures. But
welcome back to the Grilling Club, all right? This is like the center of the barbecue universe. If you want to know where it's at, just look at a map of North America. When you see that big grilling mitt, that's it. This is made for barbecue.
We're all over it, man. We're all over it.
You know, we've got a great guy on the phone right now. This dude, I hang with him, and I'm on his show sometimes, and he's on here. But we're talking Mad Dog DeMarco from WVFN 730 in Lansing. What's going on, dude?
Good morning, everyone. It's a fall day almost upon us, but it's a big football day in this community here today. And, of course, in Ann Arbor, where they play a doormat Massachusetts team, and baseball's flying. The Tigers are one back. A lot of people giving a lot of gas to Jim Leland, and when it's all said and done, they're probably going to win that division, and they're probably going to move on. So we'll have to wait and see how that plays out. And, of course, the Lions are on the West Coast tomorrow. They're a six-point road dog, and it's going to be interesting how they're going to take care of Randy Moss and Crabtree. But a lot of great stuff in sports, and sports and tailgating go together like Aunt Jemima and pancakes.
God, I know that.
What time is that Lions game tomorrow?
It's a middle neutral afternoon game, yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, we're going to be heading down to Kalamazoo. My son's turning 20, and he's at Western, so I think we'll find ourselves a nice sports bar and take him out to lunch and watch some Lions. Sounds like the perfect day. So we're going to be tailgating over in your neighborhood this afternoon. I hope you scheduled a little downtime to come over and see the boys.
Well, the downtime, I'm going to be with George Perlis and the boys. We have a tailgate show to do with ND, and should be real interesting if Paul Horning happens to be on the line or Eric Parsegian. But this is a big game, and Michigan State is 6-point home favorite. Brian Kelly comes back to this area. Everybody knows him from Grand Valley, CMU, and Cincinnati. And, you know, they've had ups and downs at Notre Dame. You know, they're 2-0, and they went their first game at Dublin, Ireland. And they've had some controversy on this team with suspensions. And I know that the Fighting Irish fans across this globe are getting a little restless and don't really care about his records at CMU and Cincinnati and Grand Valley. Getting back to Michigan State, you know, a few injuries here and there, but, you know, Andrew Maxwell just needs some seasoning. This is the eighth-ranked defense in the country, and it should be just an electric atmosphere tonight at 8 o'clock, total leather.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network, and we're talking right now with Mad Dog DeMarco from WVFN 730 in Lansing. And I was in Indiana this week, and I talked to quite a few Notre Dame fans, and they're not real thrilled about today. They're a little worried. So they already know they've got a disadvantage.
I think it's going to be a little closer than people think. I mean, they've won, you know, they won well down there last year. Notre Dame did, and of course, 2 years ago. ND comes in here and really, you know, they had the game wrapped up, last play of the game, the little giant, the fake touchdown, boom, game over with, and then boom, Mark D'Antonio comes down with a heart attack.
Right.
So, a lot of kind of emotion going to be running deep here, and of course, people that follow college football know exactly the sequence here, that when D'Antonio came to Michigan State, that's when Coach Kelly left Central Michigan and took his position with the Cincinnati Bearcats.
Yeah, it's just like shaking the tree and the monkeys are on different branches. Hey, you have a good broadcast this afternoon, and if you get a chance, come on over to the U lot. We're going to be smoking it up. We got some treats.
All right, listen, you guys, keep up the great work, and I always appreciate coming on your program.
Hey, good to have you, and Fong says hi. All right, that is Mad Dog DeMarco, a great sportscaster and just a wealth of knowledge. Wouldn't you agree, Mr. Fonger?
Oh, yeah, he's one of the class acts in the radio business.
Absolutely. Yes, that's cool, and a good friend of the show. Job, you know, I've had people ask why we talk about rubs. What is a rub? So I just thought we ought to talk a little bit about the difference between a rub and a seasoning. And really, to be honest with you, there's not a whole lot of difference. It's what you're going to do with it. And a rub is generally used on something that we're going to barbecue. You wouldn't put a rub necessarily on something you're grilling. A rub is going to have sugar in it and things like that, and it's for the low and slow.
Yeah, and let me make that distinction between grilling and barbecuing, because some people might not make that distinction. Grilling is something that happens in usually less than a half hour. It's on higher heat, and you're putting a piece of meat on. You're going to turn it a couple times, and you're going to be done with it. Barbecuing, on the other hand, is slow cooking, almost like in an oven, but it's indirect heat versus direct heat.
That's what I was going to say. It's direct heat for grilling, indirect for barbecue.
Right. And the difference in my mind, and correct me if I'm wrong, Bob, but the difference in my mind, a seasoning might only be one, maybe two ingredients, where a rub generally is a combination of a few, maybe four or five ingredients that you pull together to make a rub. So seasoning, one, salt, pepper, garlic, those are seasonings. A rub is a combination and a flavor profile. Does that sound right?
I like a good butt rub.
Yeah. Well, I saw you doing that this morning. And I'm looking forward to a little taste of that pulled pork a little bit later. But anyway, so, you know, there's different rubs. There's different kinds of rubs. You can find them all over the internet. You can find them at the better meat markets. They'll have them. You know, my suggestion is this. Look at the ingredients. Figure out there's always going to be the biggest ingredient is going to be the one that's listed first. Usually it's a salt or a sugar, but then look a couple back and you'll see kind of what the flavor profile is going to look
like.
Yeah,
go, you know, your better grill shops will have a good selection.
Yeah, awesome. Well, coming up next, we've got a corporate chef that's going to talk to us a little bit about how to pick the right piece of beef. You're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network. We'll be back.
This is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.